Scripture lesson this morning is Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When Paul wrote to churches, it was common for him to begin with grace and peace to all the saints at the particular location. Who were these saints? They were ordinary men. They were ordinary women attempting to be faithful to Christ. They were unknown, unnamed, ordinary people seeking to be the church where they lived. When observing days such as All Saints, our minds can easily and quickly turn toward the great leaders of the faith throughout church history. And that's not a bad thing. Every generation is composed of persons who, from a human perspective, shine brighter than the rest in the pages of history. And we remember the martyrs, from the prophets to those in the news today. And we should, as evil attempts to kill the spirit of the faith through the killing of the body of those who proclaim it. The faith and the sacrifice of the leaders and the martyrs in many cases have led to the great revivals of the world. We also do well to remember and thank God for ordinary persons who lived their faith deliberately and quietly through everyday life as they were shining lights for Jesus in the chaos, in the darkness of their time. Every year at annual conference, there is a memorial service honoring and remembering pastors and pastor spouses who have passed away since the last conference year. Very similar to what we do, except, you know, annual conference, it has to be more elaborate, but it's still the same thought process. Every year there is at least one on that list who is blessed with longevity. And even though I've been in the ministry now near 40 years, they've been so blessed with longevity that they've been retired longer than I've been in the ministry. Their name, then usually a picture, along with a list of the churches they served, are posted in a bulletin. And I have no idea who they are. But I look at that picture. I look at the list of churches they served. And I can't help but wonder. Who's in heaven today because they served? How many families were strengthened in times of crisis because they served? How many families were comforted in a time of grief because they served? How many children who are now grown adults and maybe even grandparents today remember with fondness a preacher from their childhood? And that memory still encourages them today. And I thank God for their service. For were it not for their service, there would not be an annual conference through which I have had the privilege to serve for 38 plus years now. These were ordinary saints. They served their Lord and Savior. They were lights shining in the darkness and chaos of their time. And thus the church and the gospel lives on beyond them, but also because of them, because of their faithfulness in Jesus Christ. And so it is today. We remember the saints of Walker who have made the step into the church triumphant. They've run their course. They finished their work upon this earth. We remember them, though. But as we remember them, they are like most of us. They won't make the history books of those who changed the world. They won't be remembered in history as those who had an influence upon theology. But as they were faithful in their witness, as they were true to their faith, the light of Christ shone through them. The light of Christ shone through them in times of darkness in the world in which they navigated. They were instruments of peace in the chaos of the time in which they participated. And as they influenced their family in Christ, the faith continued and the faith grew. As they were faithful to Jesus through serving through Walker United Methodist Church, Walker shined with the light of Christ in the darkness, in the chaos of their years. Through their everyday faithfulness, the faith of Christ lived out through Walker continues with us this morning. You know, in some ways, lighting a candle in the memory of a loved one, ringing a bell in the memory of a loved one, or a brother and sister in Christ, seems like such a small thing. But in addition to the emotional and spiritual feelings as the persons light the candle, I am reminded that their light still shines. Their devotion still influences those who knew them. So their light began with Christ. They shone their light as they walked through their time, and their light still shines in their memory and their influence. Thus, today we thank God for Mildred Bryan, for Bill Berry, for Gary Leach, who lived and served among us and have finished their work, yet their love and their devotions and their lessons continue to shine among us. As we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, we remember with thanksgiving those of our church family whom we love and with whom we served. We thank God for their influence and their love that still impacts our lives. And we pray that as we continue our journey, that Christ will shine through us ordinary saints to bring light and peace and love in the darkness and the chaos of our time. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, thank you for the saints that have influenced our lives. We remembered three this morning, as we remember Mildred and Bill and Gary. Yet, Lord, as your people are gathered this morning, I imagine we all, as we thought about the saints who still shine their light upon us, of parents, of teachers, of friends, of family, whose memory we cherish and whose influence helped bring us to faith in you. So Lord, for all of the saints who went before us, we give you thanks and we give you praise, and we thank you that they now celebrate with you in the great cloud of witnesses. And Lord, we pray for ourselves as we are still traveling this sod, that we may be faithful, that your light may shine through us, so that when our time has come and we are a memory on this earth, that our light will still shine its influence. Our love will still have its effect, and the gospel of Jesus will continue to grow. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. You will find your liturgy of Holy Communion on the white page of your bulletin inserts. Remind you, as always, that everyone is invited to participate in the sacrament, regardless of church membership or denominational affiliation. Also that we receive the sacrament around the altar, but if kneeling is difficult, please feel free to stand. And if you need to be served in your pew, please alert the usher, and we will be glad to serve you there. You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Miriam and Moses, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of Ruth and David, God of the priests and the prophets, God of Mary and Joseph, God of the apostles and the martyrs, God of our mothers and our fathers, God of our children to all generations. And so with the people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us, gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, especially those whom we name before you, Mildred Bryan, Bill Berry, Gary Leach. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, strengthen us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.